Were you ever scared?
Gunnery Sergeant Reverend Pelletier, Perseus Union Marine Corps, just gaped at the question. He could feel the holorecorder on him, and his mind raced as he tried to figure out what the public affairs captain, who was observing the event, wanted him to say. "Punch," he subvocalized. "Just tell the truth." His battle buddy, a crystal AI embedded in his brain, replied. "Easy for you to say." He gave the captain a quick glance. The woman's face was impassive. He wasn't going to get any help from her. "Well," he started to answer the 10-year-old. "I was confident in my training. The Marines are the best-trained military in the galaxy. And I had Pashu here." He raised his Zibu in emphasis. The entire class had been fascinated by the weapon, and he hoped that brandishing her might take the focus off of him. No such luck.
"But were you scared?"
the young boy asked. "Tell the truth. They'll know if you're being less than honest." Screw it. I'm not going to lie to a class of fourth graders. "It's hard to describe. I was hyped on adrenaline, and I was excited too, like before a flipball game. But at the same time, yes, I was afraid. I knew I might not make it out of the fight alive, but I was more afraid of not completing my mission. And if I didn't, the rest of my Marines and other troopers would suffer, and the real prisoners wouldn't be freed. And more than that, if we lost the battle, the Noxley would continue to try and come into human space, maybe even all the way here to safe harbor." Oh, crap, he thought, giving the captain another quick look, expecting her to jump in and cut him off. "I just told a bunch of 10-year-olds that the Noxes are coming here. But I also knew that I was the best person to be in that position." He'd already lowered his Ibu, but he reached across with his right arm and patted the weapon. "I have a lot of firepower." He studied the young boy for a moment and was relieved when the lad nodded as if what Rev said made sense. None of the other students seemed overly alarmed at his comment that the Noxley might make it to safe harbor. All of these kids were alive when the Centaurs had invaded the planet, but they would have been quite young at the time, so they weren't as scarred as some of the older citizens.
"Were the Ents happy you rescued them?"
a girl in an impossibly vivid blue t-shirt asked without raising her hand to be acknowledged. Rev had to bite back a laugh. The captain had briefed him to use official names for their allies. No Ents, Lemmings, Clickers, Singers. Briel, Canters, Ui, Sia instead. But the military nicknames had evidently made it to the civilian population. Yes, they were very happy. He didn't say that the Briel command hadn't been so pleased that the commander had disobeyed orders when he gave the green light to the rescue mission. Colonel Gefenuo had paid the ultimate price, even if the mission had been a success. He'd been executed for disobedience. The students and the Holovid audience who were watching might accept that Marines could be afraid, but he didn't need to expose them to some of the darker sides of their allies. "Okay, class," Mr. Saud, the teacher, said. "One more question, and then Gunnery Sergeant Pelletier has to get back to Camp Nguyen." Several hands shot up, and Rev pointed to a small boy who'd silently watched and listened for most of Rev's presentation. The youngster's shirt and pants were clean, but showed a little more wear than the rest of the students' clothing. Three or four of the others rolled their eyes after Rev selected the boy, but he didn't know if that was because they couldn't ask their questions or if the boy was not popular with the rest of the class.
"How can you become an Ibhu Marine?"
he asked in a too young-sounding voice. A couple of the other students gave derisive laughs, but Rev ignored them. "Well, first you have to be a Marine." Which wasn't exactly true anymore. With the shortage of Ibhu Marines, several civilians and sailors had been given Ibhus and brought in as corporals, something Rev was adamantly against. Inexperience and a lack of adequate training had cost Corporal Ziegler her life on the Hiver planet. "Then you need to have lost one of your arms. Instead of getting a prosthesis or having a new arm grown, you get an Ibhu." Mr. Saud started to step forward to thank Rev, but the boy continued.
"The Mad Dogs, they don't wait for one of their soldiers to be hurt. They just make them into Karnans. That's why they have so many of them, and we don't have enough Ibhu Marines like you.